You know, you look at the quality on show here, you look at Will Schutz's ball, you know, for Greg, who's got 2 or 3 inches just in front of the centre half, and it's a fantastic header. You know, so, and then Cole Clough has come on the inside track and you know, absolutely clean one out. So, you know, they've gone 2-0 up and they've penetrated us twice.
Against us, and you say they're the best team in the division now, don't you? From what you've seen today.
We've been watching them quite a lot, you know, and they've been on, you know, we've seen them quite a lot because they've been playing opposition that we are going to play, and you know, you've seen them progress this season, and seen them learn about the league and steadily evolve and get better as the season's gone on, and they're really, you know, having a momentous charge towards the peak of the league. So, you know, you can see that how they're going.
How tough it was for you running into a side like that?
Yeah, but again, it makes it even tougher when you're playing against Wigan. And they've got that start, they've got them early goals, and then they just, you know, punch the ball about and pop it about, move it quick, and you know, give you a real problem with the overloads that they create. So no, it's been a tough afternoon, but one that we've got to shake ourselves down quickly, and Tuesday can't come quick enough.
Talking about Tuesday, I'll talk about Tuesday in a moment, but Nathan Cameron's not going to play again. This season, it's going to be that's a huge. That's a huge blow, isn't it, to lose Nathan for the rest of the campaign?
It's massive. We've known about it for a couple of weeks. He's been having painkiller injections to try and get him through games. And you know, Thursday afternoon we got the bad news that he's the operation that he'll need, a cartilage operation, will take him out to the end of the season. And you know, Nathan's been one of them players who's developed over the season into a steady League One centre half, you know, and yeah, it's a big blow. But you know, we have been looking in that department for a centre half for 4 or 5 weeks now, and we've been unable to recruit one.
Going into Tuesday night's game, your home form's been good, so that's a different challenge for you to come against a side like Peterborough who can score, can't they? They can score bagfuls of goals. That's what they've done this season.
They've got a young, dynamic team, and they, you know, they enjoy going forward, and you know, they go forward with a real vigour and aggression. So we've got to be right at our metal, out of possession. We've got to be very good and very very solid. You know, and in possession, you know, we've got to move the ball better and work the ball. But at home, all season in this campaign, you know, we've been very good. You know, so we've got an opportunity to put this game right on Tuesday night, which is good.
And going into that game, do you propose in your mind to change the side around, because you played the same team today, same 18 that you from Tuesday night?
We don't know. We'll do the body count tomorrow morning when we're at work. You know, we'll speak to some of the players, and you know, we'll build the team and the plan tomorrow, and then Monday, ready to be, you know, ready for the get go on Tuesday night.